From Los Angeles, California, this is Uprising, and I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. It is Wednesday, November 18th, 2015. Famed consumer advocate and multiple presidential candidate Ralph Nader joins us live to discuss domestic and foreign policy, war and economic justice, and his latest book, Return to Sender, Letters to the President. That's coming up after the news.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandari. Gunfire and explosions rang out for hours in the early morning in the northern Paris suburb of Saint-Denis. French police and soldiers raided an apartment. Hours later, two suspects were dead, including a woman who blew herself up with a suicide vest. She was believed to be the cousin of the suspected mastermind of Friday night's Paris attacks, Abdelhamid Abaoud. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve, his remarks broadcast on Al Jazeera.
Since 4 o'clock this morning, French Special Forces police have carried out an operation to neutralize terrorists. Seven people were arrested. Two people have died.
French police believe that Abaoud was holed up in the apartment. There was no immediate information on his fate or whereabouts. A French prosecutor said the raid was launched after information from tapped telephone conversations, surveillance, and witness accounts indicated Abaoud might be in a safe house in the district. President François Hollande said he would ask Parliament for an extension of the state of emergency he declared Friday night and for expanded police powers, including stop and search. Hollande also said he would be urging the U.S. and Russia to cooperate in the fight against Islamic State.
And Monday, I will be in Washington, Thursday in Moscow to talk with President Obama and then with Vladimir Putin about questions of coordination so that we can work in a determined way as quickly as possible in order to achieve this objective.
French fighter jets attacked Islamic State targets in Raqqa, Syria for a third night. Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities detained eight people at Istanbul's main airport who they suspect are Islamic State militants who are planning to make their way to Germany posing as refugees. The Andalou agency said the eight arrived in Istanbul from Casablanca, Morocco. The agency said one of the suspects had a hand-drawn picture of a planned route from Turkey to Germany via Greece, Serbia, and Hungary. Andalou said the eight claimed to be tourists visiting Istanbul, but a hotel refuted claims they had reservations there. The House of Representatives is preparing to take a speedy vote on barring the Obama administration from resettling Syrian refugees in this country on an at least temporary basis. The legislation comes as at least 31 governors have said they won't resettle refugees, and several Republican presidential candidates have said only Christian Syrian refugees should be resettled. Carly Fiorina spoke on Fox News.
We have to stop the flow of Syrian refugees. The truth is that most of these refugees are not three-year-old orphans. Most of these refugees are young, able-bodied men.
Illinois Democratic Representative Luis Gutierrez is a staunch advocate for undocumented immigrants. He took up the issue of the Syrian refugees with a blistering condemnation of the Republican approach.
This is despicable and cowardly and precisely the kind of reaction ISIS wanted. ISIS could not have written a better script. The free people of the world are turning their backs on people seeking safety and freedom. When we sent Jews back to Germany and when we sent Japanese to internment camps, we regretted it, and we will regret this as well.
But the Republican approach may have support among some Democrats. New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer said a pause on admitting the refugees might be necessary. He said he would make a decision after attending a classified Senate briefing today. Muslims around the U.S. are facing a backlash following the deadly attacks in Paris. Ibrahim Hooper of the Council on American-Islamic Relations said Muslim leaders are reporting vandalism, threats, and other hate crimes targeting mosques in numerous states, including Nebraska, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky. The Islamic State group has released a photo of the bomb it says it used to bring down a Russian passenger plane in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last month, killing all 224 people on board. The picture was published in the latest issue of the group's English language magazine. It showed a yellow can of Schweppes Gold Soda and what appeared to be other bomb components. Russia's FSB security service said yesterday it had confirmed a bomb brought down the plane. Most of those on board were Russian tourists. Egypt says it's still investigating the cause of the crash. A blast struck a market in the northeastern Nigerian city of Yola, killing 32 people and wounding 80 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Boko Haram is suspected. Since losing most of the territory the group took over earlier this year to the Nigerian army, Boko Haram has focused attacks on markets, bus stations, and places of worship, as well as hit-and-run attacks on Nigerian villages. Minnesota state investigators are looking into the death of unarmed 24-year-old Jamar Clark, shot by police. They're trying to determine whether he was handcuffed at the time, as some witnesses allege. Police initially said Clark wasn't handcuffed when he was shot. Authorities later said handcuffs were at the scene, and they're trying to determine whether Clark was restrained. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has dropped out of the 2016 race for the Republican nomination after his campaign never gained traction, saying it isn't his time. Jindal said he wasn't ready to endorse another candidate, but intended to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.
Welcome back to Uprising. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. Ralph Nader is a longtime consumer advocate, lawyer, author, multiple presidential candidate, and sought-after speaker. His 1965 book, Unsafe at Any Speed, led to vast improvements in automobile safety. He helped to found dozens of advocacy organizations, including Public Citizen. He's written many, many books. His latest just out this year is called Return to Sender, Unanswered Letters to the President. His earlier books include Unstoppable, the emerging left-right alliance to dismantle the corporate state, The 17 Solutions, Bold Ideas for Our American Future, Getting Steamed to Overcome Corporatism, and even a novel called Only the Super Rich Can Save Us. His forthcoming book out next year is entitled Breaking Through Power, It's Easier Than We Think. Ralph Nader now joins us live from Washington, D.C. Mr. Nader, you're a very, very busy man, so I appreciate you taking the time out to join us today. Welcome to the show.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. It's always good to be on Pacifica Radio.
Now, in your new book, Return to Sender, Unanswered Letters to the President, you wrote a letter to George W. Bush where you said, when you were a candidate, I called you a corporation running for the candidacy, masquerading as a human being. As we see the campaigns, you know, very, very early stages of the campaign ratchet up, are there any presidential candidates for the 2016 race so far that fit that same description?
Oh, yes, most of them do. And I think Hillary Clinton does to a substantial extent, despite her rhetoric mimicking Bernie Sanders. She tries to dull or nullify or blur his challenge to her. Her record is really very clear. It's Wall Street and a military-industrial complex. She's a corporatist and a militarist. And the evidence is just overwhelming. She's been very close to Goldman Sachs. They've given her hundreds of thousands of dollars in speech fees. When she was a senator from New York, she didn't really challenge the clear signs of greed and recklessness that ended in the collapse of Wall Street on the U.S. economy and U.S. jobs and U.S. pensions and U.S. taxpayers. As the Secretary of State, she never met a war she didn't like, never challenged any boondoggle weapon system. She even went counter to Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, who warned about toppling the dictator in Libya because there was chaos and there was nothing to fill the vacuum. She went right ahead, went to the White House, and persuaded President Obama to counter his Secretary of Defense, and the result is exactly what Secretary Gates predicted: chaos spilling into Africa, huge geographical area now. It was sectarian struggles, weapons, civilians being killed, and this is a result of not having a plan to anticipate what happens when you dislodge a dictator and you have tribes and sectarian warfare. So all that experience that Hillary Clinton is touting as a reason to be the nominee of the Democratic Party is bad experience for the country.
Now, we're seeing a lot of xenophobic discourse among Republican presidential candidates, in particular, after the Paris attacks. Of course, they're ignoring the attacks in Lebanon just a day earlier, and I should note that you're of Lebanese origin. Are there statements about not letting Syrian refugees or only letting Christian Syrians a way to deflect from their economic policies, just as they use other wedge issues like abortion or immigration?
Yes, I mean, we have to recognize that the Republican candidates represent, with one or two exceptions, some of the most ignorant politicians that have ever been on the national stage. Whether they're willfully ignorant or whether they're just pursuing a political strategy to get a slice of the Republican primary vote in Iowa and New Hampshire, we don't really know. Ted Cruz is supposed to be bright, graduate of Princeton, Harvard Law School. He says the most stupid things you can imagine, very provocative, not fact-based. So I think what we're seeing here is the usual pre-election xenophobia, making wild statements. I mean, Trump is beyond the pale in what he's saying. He's constantly promoting false statements. He was just taken to task by the Washington Post editorial saying that President Obama wants to bring in 250,000 Syrian refugees. The figure is closer to 10,000 Syrian refugees. And so this is not a good time. And it's good that President Obama is clarifying American traditions here and a sense of restraint and sobriety in confronting this situation, this refugee situation.
Ralph, when you ran, one of the times you ran for president, at least, was with G.W. Bush as the Republican candidate. And I quoted what you said to Bush in a letter earlier. We have another Bush that's attempting to run for president now, Jeb Bush. I think trying hard to distance himself from his brother's legacy. Is he doing a good enough job, or do you see him as indelibly part of the Bush dynasty? And also just, you know, being a Republican, that is probably enough.
Oh, he is indelibly part of the Bush dynasty in every way. I mean, he's made statements on foreign and military policy that could have been made by George W. Bush, his brother, or his father. He has written an article in the Wall Street Journal about 2-3 months ago on his demand for deregulation, anti-consumer, anti-environmental policies, anti-labor. People should look up that article. That really is the real Jeb Bush. That is the Bush family, corporatist to the core. Big oil, big nuclear, big Wall Street, big military industrial complex. If this country is saddled with another Bush, they have only itself to blame, because people have got to start doing their homework. They can't just be spectators watching debates and showing pleasure or anger or laughing. It's not a good sign that most young people get their politics from satirists. I mean, I like John Oliver. I like John Stewart. But as John Stewart once said, if you think you're getting the news in my 7-minute soliloquy, think again, because you're not. So people have got to do their homework. If they don't do their homework in the aggregate, they cede power to their political representatives and to corporate executives day after day. They've got to become participants. They've got to become initiators. They've got to ask their candidates to come to their debates set up by the citizens locally or regionally, where the agenda is presented to the candidate or the incumbent member of Congress or governor. That's the way the dynamic has to switch. That's what sovereignty of the people means in our Constitution.
Let's talk about Bernie Sanders. Given the emphasis that Sanders has put on economic justice, one would imagine you and him to be natural allies. But in an interview about Sanders' candidacy earlier this year, you said, Bernie Sanders does not answer my calls. 15 years, he's never answered a telephone call, never replied to a letter, never replied to a meeting that I wanted to go down and see him. End of quote. What do you make of Sanders' candidacy today, several months after that interview, which was on Democracy Now? And how important has it been for him to be allowed into the debates?
Well, it's very important, obviously. I mean, without that, you have a coronation for Hillary. Bernie Sanders is a good Lone Ranger, but he's a Lone Ranger. He's not a networker. He's not a community builder. He has developed a very stable political career in Republican conservative Vermont, even though he continues to call himself a socialist, which shows you that he really is seen by Vermonters as a promoter of fair play and justice for working people and more reasonable drug prices and full Medicare for all, everybody in, nobody out, with free choice of doctor and hospital, and Main Street over Wall Street and all that means. He still has to fill in some important blanks for military and foreign policy, though. I think that's not his strong suit. He doesn't particularly like it. He's a very much a domestic policy person, but he doesn't return calls to a lot of people. To his credit, he doesn't go to these big fat cat fundraisers. He doesn't like them. He doesn't even have them. And he's raising, I think he'll raise $50, $70 million at least in his campaign before the primary season ends with small contributors. So he's very true to that principle. But Bill Curry, who writes that Sunday column for Salon, has written some fairly good things about Bernie Sanders, and sometimes he wants answers to his questions as a commentator, and he can't get his calls returned, even by the staff, the campaign staff. So, you know, he's in big-time politics now, and he can't run it as if he's just a senator from Vermont.
Ralph Nader, how do you view the last several months of Barack Obama's presidency? Some have implied that finally he is the president that he has perhaps wanted to be for the past 8 years, over the past 6 years, that because he's not hampered by the need for re-election, he is showing a little bit more of his liberal progressive credentials and taking slightly stronger stands. Do you give him that much credit?
Yeah, he is. But he should have redefined years ago what is needed for re-election. Instead of going to 450 fat cat fundraising events, can you imagine that, in the first 7 years? He should have redefined the need the way Senator Proxmire and Senator Nelson and others have done by being very overtly for a higher minimum wage, full Medicare for all, cracking down on corporate crime, protecting pensions, de-bloating the military budget, a much more aggressive public works construction and repair in communities all over the country that Bernie Sanders has been talking about. And unfortunately, he played it too cautiously. And what was the result? He lost to Congress. He lost 10 governorships, not that it's all his fault, that switched from Democrat to Republican, as well as many state legislatures. And it, because he was, in a way, a lone ranger. I mean, Congresswoman Maxine Waters said on a radio program with me, I think it was in the 2014 pre-election period, that he didn't campaign with Democratic members of the House or Senate. He was very much a lone ranger that way, and he's paid the penalty because he can't get Congress under Republican domination to do anything. He's invited this huge wave of right-wing Republicanism, which only belatedly he's starting to challenge.
Ralph Nader, we are heading toward the Thanksgiving weekend and Black Friday sales, which in recent years has also turned into a focus for workers around the country, retail workers and others demanding higher wages, demanding better working conditions. The Fight for 15 campaign has ramped up significantly over the past year or two. Yet we see SEIU, which is the union that has backed the Fight for 15 campaign, recently turn around and endorse Hillary Clinton. What do you make of that?
Well, that's a mistake that organized labor, first of all, they endorse too early, so they lose all their bargaining power
right, whatsoever.
And, you know, before you endorse, you got to have an agenda before the candidate you're thinking of endorsing and say, are you in favor of this agenda? Are you for repealing the Taft-Hartley Act of 1947, the worst labor law in the Western world, prohibiting organizing his unions, weakening unions in terms of what they can do. And the unions don't do that. On behalf of SEIU, though, they have proved one thing in the minimum wage fight, how easy it is to turn the country around. Now, if you ask yourself, when we were pushing for a minimum wage increase in 2009, 10, 11, trying to remind President Obama that he promised it in the campaign of 2008 and then forgot, no one was listening. And we would pick at Walmart, and we'd put out letters and push organized labor. So when SEIU got into it, it took less than the population of New Britain, Connecticut, 70,000 people, who occasionally picketed. They'd take lunch off, and they'd picket Burger King or McDonald's or Walmart, or they'd mass around the Black Friday, as you said. And what does that tell us? They made it into a national issue. Hillary Clinton waited until May 2014 before she even supported the Democratic Party bill for raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. And now she's talking $12, and Bernie's talking $15, and the press is making it a major issue. And for the first time in memory, demonstrations outside a presidential primary debate caused Neil Cavuto of Fox Business News to ask the first question of the candidates on the minimum wage. And, of course, the Republicans disgraced themselves and came out against it. The minimum wage, if it was adjusted for inflation from 1968 to today, would be $11 an hour. So you have 30 million workers between $7.25 minimum wage federal who are making less today than workers made with purchasing power in 1968, even though worker productivity's doubled. You see, so this is a reflection that the labor unions have not stepped up until SEIU did, and they're demonstrating what I put in my book, Unstoppable, the Emerging Left-Right Alliance to Dismantle the Corporate State, that it is far easier to turn our country around, whether it's on full Medicare, cracking down on corporate crime, living wage, public works, pulling back on the empire. It's far easier to turn around than we think. And if we continue to exaggerate how high the mountain is that we have to climb, we will be defeating ourselves. Minimum wage increase is now supported by almost 75 to 80% of the people in the various polls. That means a lot of conservative, self-labeled conservative workers are supporting it. That's an example of the left-right alliance. And when the politicians put their finger to the wind and they see that coming, it is unstoppable. That's what we've got to work on.
Finally, Ralph Nader, one reason why we invited you to be on our program today, day two of a two-day pledge drive celebrating the Pacifica Radio Archives, was because your voice is preserved in the archives over the course of your long activist career. And back when even the rest of the country had not yet realized the importance of your work, Pacifica was there putting a microphone in front of you. We have audio of your speeches going back decades alongside, the speeches of many, many important figures. How important is preserving such an audio legacy and this kind of oral history of our movements throughout the decades?
It's very important because there isn't anything like it. You don't see that with CBS, ABC, radio, NBC. There isn't anything like it. And what it does is it shows how prophetic, how right, how correct, how predictably accurate a lot of your people who have been interviewed by Pacifica over the years were about domestic policy, foreign military policy, civil rights, civil liberties, you name it. And so I think it would give the progressive movement a lot of credibility if Pacifica would make a list of the areas where these people were interviewed by Pacifica and warned about this and predicted that were right. And that is not accumulated enough. So I think you need to use those archives in that manner. And I hope people in the areas served by Pacifica, from the San Francisco Bay Area to L.A. to Texas, Houston to New York, Washington, will really make contributions to these programs. Because if you ask yourself, what's the future of truth? you're much more likely to get it on Pacifica Radio than on commercial radio, or even public radio, which censors itself and keeps a lot of voices and choices of views off their partly taxpayer-funded airwaves.
Ralph Nader, always a pleasure to have you on our program. Thank you so much for all the work that you do and for spending this time with us.
Well, I'd love to have people go to Nader.org and get my weekly column free. It's 7 minutes of agitation and suggestion on how you, too, can be part of turning our country around. It's easier than we think. History shows it, and the present shows it, and the future wants it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That's Nader.org. Ralph Nader has been our guest, a multiple presidential candidate, the founder of dozens of advocacy organizations, including Public Citizen. He shot to fame with his 1965 book, Unsafe at Any Speed, that led to vast improvements in automobile safety. His books come thick and fast, at least one or two a year. The latest book that he has written is called Return to Sender, Unanswered Letters to the President. He's got a book coming out next year that's entitled Breaking Through Power. It's easier than we think. And the Pacifica Radio Archives literally has many, many, many speeches of Ralph Nader going back many years, almost to the founding of Pacifica. And that's why we hope you will spend the time today, just a few minutes, to call us. If you've appreciated the interview you just heard, that's what Pacifica has produced over the decades. That's what Pacifica Radio Archives is preserving. 1-800-735-0230 is the phone number to call. 1-800-735-0230. For a $100 pledge, you can get a voucher that you can use towards getting a Ralph Nader speech or CD that also includes the Music for the Holidays brand new exclusive CD produced by the archives that we'll be hearing songs from this hour. And you get a MP3 CD with holiday stories by Julio Martinez. It's an amazing, amazing thank you gift. And there's many ways that you can contribute and many levels that you can contribute at. Joining me now live is Brian DeShazer, director of the Pacifica Radio Archives. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Sonali, and thank you for joining us. I think it's 14 years in a row for you, too.
13.
Okay. Yeah. You missed that first one. Well, we really appreciate you joining us and caring about the preservation of the Pacifica Radio Archives and our history. As Mr. Nader had said, CBS, NBC, they don't have these archives. And we heard yesterday from Josh Shepard at the National Radio Preservation Task Force saying that with the media conglomerates taking up small little media places like this, the first thing that goes is the archive. They trash it because they don't understand what the history is, but Pacifica does. And we appreciate you, the listeners, to support the Pacifica Radio Archives with a donation today of $50 or more, $50 to $5,000. We have gifts available for you. 1-800-735-0230. 1-800-735-0230. You can also go online at supportpra.org to review all the gifts. And this is the last day of a two-day fund drive. It's 10 days of history for the holidays, so our gifts will be available through Black Friday. But today is the last day for Pacifica Radio to call in at 1-800-735-0230 and put your name on the list of participants that help preserve our historic legacy.
We have one caller on the line right now. We need to fill those phone lines, get 10, 12 people calling in. We're broadcasting around the country. The kinds of conversations that you just heard, the kind of conversation that you just heard with Ralph Nader is exactly what Pacifica is all about. And we have decades, imagine tens of thousands of tapes sitting in the vault, as it's called, on the second floor of the KPFK building in Los Angeles that need preservation, that need digitization, that need classification, and fast. And that's what's at stake with the Pacifica Radio Archives. They do a heroic job on a skeletal staff, very, very small institution with a huge, huge task and a huge responsibility. And they are one of the most stable institutions within Pacifica, I should add. Your money goes a long way. All we need is for people to call and pledge. You can pledge $50 and you get the CD that we're hearing from now. This is Zamba Navidiena by Suni Paz Bandera Mia. And this is a song that has been contributed, one of nearly a dozen songs that have been donated by amazing professional artists to an exclusive CD, Music for the Holidays, that is the Pacifica Radio Archives' gift to you. Let's take a listen.
En la iglesia del lugar, cuando las luces del alba van
del pueblito a pintar, las viejitas se han dormido, las cajas no suenan ya, unos traguitos de vino festejando Navidad. Esta noche es Nochebuena y mañana es Navidad, los changuitos con sus quenas al niño van a cantar. Ya pasó la Nochebuena, estamos en Navidad.
And that's just one of many, many songs on an incredible new CD that has been created by the Pacifica Radio Archives of donated tracks by artists who believe in the work of the archives. I mean, think about this. These are professional musicians that have literally said, we love the archives so much, we're going to give you a song and you get to keep the money that's raised from giving these CDs away. A $50 pledge for a single CD, or you can combine the CD of Music from the Holidays with a $100 voucher. You can also get it along with a $300 pack. The $100 pack includes the CD, two CDs actually, the music CD and an MP3 CD. These are really wonderful holiday gifts, as well as a program voucher, which allows you to redeem that for any program, such as an archival speech by Ralph Nader or anybody else from the extensive collection of the archives. A $300 pledge gives you the 90-hour 4-gigabyte USB drive that has 45 new episodes of From the Vault, the program created by the archives that includes the voices of such historic figures, historic, incredible figures. We're talking about Martin Luther King Jr. We're talking about James Baldwin, Kurt Vonnegut, Studs Terkel. We have George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Lenny Bruce, incredible political comedians, Holly Near, the musician whose song is, he was one of the musicians featured on the exclusive Music for the Holiday CD, and on, so many, many incredible programs that are part of this 90-hour, 4-gigabyte USB drive. That's with a $300 pack that also includes two DVDs, the Watts 50th Anniversary Concert DVD, Patti Smith on Democracy Now! DVD, the Holiday Stories by Julio Martinez, an MP3 collection, and the Music from the Holidays. All of that for just a $300 pledge. That is one of the best thank you gifts that you can get. And you'll get all of this before December 25th, Brian?
That's right. We, for 14 years, we've guaranteed, because it's the holidays and people do use this gifts for the holiday season, we guarantee delivery at least by December 24th. We often get them out within 2 to 3 weeks. And you can also go online at supportpra.org and look at all the gifts. But we do guarantee them for the holiday season. And think about this as the smart alternative to the Black Friday commercialization. In the name of Ralph Nader, you know, take away the commercialization of the holidays and get one of the smart gifts from the Pacifica Radio Archives that does double work in terms of your gifting back to us the opportunity to preserve more of these historic tapes that we don't even know about. Every single day we find something new. Recently, I found Donald Sutherland reading Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut here on KPFK Live. And we have that as your gift. If you want Donald Sutherland from The Hunger Games and Slaughterhouse-Five and give that to a young teenager who's hot about The Hunger Games, do that. That can be yours for a $100 pledge or more. And don't forget about our Calendar of Revolt for 2016, a calendar with a progressive artwork and sayings for every day of the year. That's a $50 pledge, Calendar of Revolt for 2016. And again, your donation goes to help the Pacifica Radio Archives. It is a tax-deductible donation, so any amount will get you a payback from the government.
And that is a great point. And this is track two off of the CD, Music for the Holidays, Perla Bataya, We Three Kings. She was here, I understand, in person, live yesterday, and she helped raise a ton of money for the archives, and she loves the archives.
Right, and Louise Goffin, the daughter of Carole King, she was here live and played the ukulele, and again, donated these songs and donated their talents to Pacifica, because they understand, hey, we have some word from the phone room. We want to thank Tyrone from Canyon Country, California, $100 donation.
And Donna from Oakland, thank you so much for your $100 contribution.
And Patricia in Alvin, Texas, listening to KPFT
Yay,
in Houston, $100 donation that gave you the voucher pack so you get to choose whatever you want, Martin Luther King or whatever. Barbara in Long Beach.
Long Beach, New York, not Long Beach, California. Where are the Long Beach, California folks? Barbara donated $100. And we also have Leticia.
From Washington, D.C. at WPFW, who donated $300. She's getting the 90-hour gigabyte jump drive with 10 hours of Martin Luther King speeches in that 90 hours, plus the holiday CD that you're listening to a little bit of right underneath us right now.
Yeah, and that 4-gigabyte drive has Simone de Beauvoir interviewed by Studs Terkel.
Her Paris apartment, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. It has, James Baldwin, the artist's struggle for integrity. It actually has also a wonderful... is this the one that has the gay wedding broadcast?
Yes, and the $300... In the $300... offering gift is the full broadcast, the first live broadcast of a same-sex wedding that you, Sonali, did on Uprising back in 2009, part of an all-day 15-hour Gay Day, Gay Pride broadcast.
Wonderful.
Here at KPFK.
Yes, we married two women live on the air from the courtyard of the LA Gay and Lesbian Center, and everything was beautiful and incredible, and it was moving, and it was political, and it was powerful. And that was in 2009 when the brief window of legality for same-sex marriage opened up in California before Proposition 8, or should I say Proposition 8, shut that down. And of course, today we have history made by the Supreme Court in these struggles that are covered by Pacifica. We want you to be our partner in this journey. We want you to be able to help preserve these incredible pieces of audio history for future generations. You know, Brian, when I look through this list, I think of my kids, and I think someday when my kids are old enough to really grasp, they're going to be able to listen to voices of people that they learn about in their history classes. They're going to be able to listen to the voice of Cesar Chavez and of Malcolm X. They're going to be able to listen to the voice of Rosa Parks and Angela Davis and Fannie Lou Hamer, because the archives has preserved their voices, because it was Pacifica that was there putting a microphone in front of their faces, the faces of these powerful leaders, well before others and other media decided or realized how important their struggles were. And because of that, because of the work the archives has done to help preserve these voices for the rest of us, we have these available to us right now. 1-800-735-0230 is the phone number to call. 1-800-735-0230. This is a very, very discreet, limited, discreet in the sense of, short. 2-day fund drive for the Pacifica Radio Archives. They fundraise only 2 days out of the entire year. I know that all of our stations do have pledge drives. And of course, it can get a little tiring to hear us fundraising, but the Archives' fundraising is a little bit different because it's only 2 days, because the gift is the Archives itself. We give you the audio that you are helping to preserve. And the Archives is our legacy. This is our collective legacy of our social justice movements. You are preserving a legacy that has been built up by activists, countless unnamed and well-known activists, leaders, thinkers over decades. And you're helping to preserve it through your contributions for more people to come, many, many more to come. People who are not yet born will get to enjoy the Archives because you have helped to fund it. So you can contribute at the $50 level, which will get you the Calendar of Revolt, a 2016 Subversive Historians Calendar of Revolt, or the $50 Music for the Holidays CD that we're listening to right now. Fantastic CD, exclusive, brand new compilation of music donated by incredible musicians. Or for a $100 pledge, you can get the music CD and a program voucher that you can redeem for any show in the Archives. And you get Julio Martinez's 10-hour MP3 collection, Holiday Stories. There's a $300 level. There's $500. The $500 is fantastic, right, Brian? Because it includes digital downloads, 500 hours of digital downloads at your fingertips.
Right. For those of you who are concerned about the Earth and the climate change and packaging and all the detritus that comes with gifts, if you want to let that go, if you want to just like shove that off of your shoulders, we have the answer for you. For the first time in Pacifica Radio Archives, 14 years of doing this, we are offering a no-mailer gift, which is it's a club. It's the all-access pass. 500 hours in a password-protected area where you can go and download whatever you want, do your own research. You will get these songs. You will get the holiday stories. You will get Martin Luther King. And you will get From the Vault episodes that are produced. We are in our 497th episode of From the Vault, produced since 2006. From these materials that have been digitized thanks to your contributions, 1-800-735-0230. Help support us continuing taking tapes out of that archive, digitizing them, and then representing them on From the Vault that goes out to affiliate stations. Students at Evergreen College in Olympia, Washington are hearing the voice of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X for the first time because now they have an affiliate with Pacifica Radio. 1-800-735-0230. Thanks for those calls, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We have some calls on the line, but some lines are open, so there's room to call.
So we want to hear from those of you in the New York area, in Washington, D.C., Houston, Texas, the Bay Area, and Southern California. Those are the five core stations of the Pacifica Network, the five major stations that, you know, are from whose history we have learned so much, whose audio legacy and history is preserved in the archives. 1-800-735-0230 is a phone number to call and make your pledges for all the way from $50 to $500. Let's take a listen to this music CD that we're listening to right now. This is Louise Goffin, New Year's Day. She was here yesterday live and helped raise thousands of dollars.
Everybody makes a dream this time of year. From now on, it's gonna be good for ya. All your friends and family gather round in peace and harmony. It's a time to remember your blessings. It's a time to remember your goals. All the people in your life, be they new friends or old.
And it could be the envy of your friends this year for the holidays when you play the CD and they go, wow, what is that CD? Where did that come from? What's that compilation of music? You can tell them, well, this is an exclusive CD. You can't, you know, buy it online except at supportpra.org. But you can't get it anywhere else unless you contributed $50 to the Pacifica Radio Archives Music for the Holidays, a fantastic compilation of original songs by well-known artists, professional artists who love the archives and who've literally given their music. Almost a dozen artists: Jackson Browne, The Rebel Jesus, Perla Bataya's We Three Kings, Louise Goffin's New Year's Day, which we're listening to now, Holly Near, O Holy Night, and Gabby Moreno's December, David Garza's Carol of the Bells, Nancy Sanchez's Christmas Lights, Elvis Christmas Wish, Leftover Cuties' White Christmas, and New Recessionaire's Let's Skip Christmas. There's also an as-yet-unnamed track by my favorite local band, Quetzal, who donated the theme of our program, Uprising, and who are actually creating a unique and brand new song. They're not just donating one of their existing songs to the archives. They're actually writing and putting together, as I understand, a new song for the CD. And they're in process. I wish I could play it for you, but they're actually mixing it now. And so you'll have Quetzal on this CD as well. This is an amazing collection. It's only a $50 pledge, and we want to hear from you around the country, from, you know, all corners of the Pacifica Network. You are so lucky to have the Pacifica Network in your signal area. You're so lucky to live in a Pacifica signal area. So many parts of the country don't have either a Pacifica station or a Pacifica affiliate, and you can help preserve the archives of Pacifica by calling us right now at 1-800-735-0230. We have less than 15 minutes left in the hour. It's so, how, I mean, Brian, it's really important people call in.
Right. You know, even for the $50, if you want to get this music CD, I imagine people driving around shopping with their family as the family comes and visits. What a great way to introduce them to the archives. Maybe they're not into Malcolm X or Martin Luther King or the political speeches. Maybe they're into just music. Well, what if a young person gets this CD and says, well, what's this archive thing? What's this label? And then they go to the archives website and then the world opens up for them. $50 is a donation tax deductible to the archives at 1-800-735-0230 for this exclusive. You can't find it anywhere else. You know, I went online and tried to listen to some of these songs as before I was shared with the master copies from Mark Torres. You kind of can't get it. Like, I tried to get December by Gabby Moreno.
Huh.
I cannot compile this thing. I tried.
Wow.
I can't do it.
So the archives did the work for you.
Right. So, yeah. So this is, if you want to take 3 months and you still can't find it online, all these songs and versions, 1-800-735-0230. And we're in studio now with Mark Torres as we speak.
Mark Torres. Yes. And actually, before I say hi to Mark, I want to thank William, who called from Houston, Texas, and contributed a $100 pledge to the archives. Thank you so much, William. Mark Torres, you have spearheaded this project, Music for the Holidays. And, well, congratulations. I don't know how you managed to convince all of these incredible artists. I guess it's not hard when the archives is such a great cause.
Well, the thing is, I did it with a little help of my friends.
Shall we start singing?
Exactly, because every one of these artists is a friend of Pacifica's. Mm. Every one of these artists has performed live on a Pacifica station. That includes Jackson Brown,
wow.
Holly Near, Per La Bataille, Louise Goffin, the daughter of Jerry Goffin and Carole King, very famous songwriting family. Gabby Moreno has performed twice on my show. Now she's a Grammy winner. Quetzal has been a friend of mine since he was a teenager, and he's a Grammy winner, and they're doing an original song. So really, all of these artists are friends of Pacifica. They want to support what we do at the Pacifica Radio Archives and preserve our amazing collection, and they're lending us their songs to encourage other people to help us do what we do. 1-800-735-0230 is the number, and $50 donation for this Music for the Holidays CD, what a great gift. And you help preserve the next round of programs that we can preserve.
We have five callers on the line right now. We need to hear from five more of you from around the country. I believe this is David Garza, Carol of the Bells. Let's take a listen.
A light bulb just went on.
A light bulb just went on in my head. This is David Garza.
Right, David Garza,
from Austin, Texas. Some of you may know,
amazing.
I went to school at University of Texas at Austin. It was the first 5 years that I spent in this country, age 16 through 21. And I used to go and watch David Garza in concert,
live
in concert. He's an incredible performer. And I had never even heard of Pacifica. I never heard of Pacifica back then. I was living in Austin, which doesn't have a Pacifica station. This is, oh, wow. And I was listening to this going, wait, David Garza, who's it? David Garza.
Right.
He's incredible. And I want a copy of the CD so badly. I'm going to pledge $50 today to the archives. I'm going to go in and fill out a pledge form after this for the CD.
Yeah, he's been in here before.
Wow, you really are excited. Look at you.
No, David
I'm going to take your picture.
David Garza has not only performed a set of songs in our Studio A here, but he performed with Gabby Moreno as a duet here live on my show.
You know, what I love is that, you know, we have the veteran musicians like Jackson Brown and Holly Near. And Holly Near, you know, we have Holly Near live in concert in the archives from the 70s that aren't anywhere else. But we have these veteran artists, but like Pacifica has always done, the up-and-coming artists of the century, of this decade, are part of this as well. So it's a mix of the elders and the young, brilliant musicians that have been mentored, like, you know, Leonard Cohen mentored Perla Bataille, which is new to me.
And guess who mentored Leonard Cohen? Your friend,
My friend?
Your friend, Judy Collins.
Oh, of course.
Judy Collins encouraged Leonard Cohen in 1968 to get out on stage at a Pacifica Radio WBAI benefit concert in New York and perform for the very first time. He was terrified to do this.
And now
he's a legend.
And one thing also I want to note, too, is, you know, the Pacifica Archives, we have this really great 4-hour documentary on Jimi Hendrix that we presented last night, 8 p.m. to midnight in the Pacific time, 4 hours in a row. And even in the middle of the night, I got emails from people in Washington, D.C. and Maryland having never heard it. It's an amazing, incredible documentary. And with a pledge of $100 or more, you can get that 4-hour Jimi Hendrix documentary. Rock and roll fans all over the place were just stunned by the information and the bootleg tapes that have never been presented on Pacific Radio. Honor us for playing 4 hours of Jimi Hendrix. You know why? Because we can, because we have the freedom at Pacifica to be able to do that kind of cultural, artistic broadcasting. Honor that with a donation of $50 or more, just to say, hey, I understand. Jimi Hendrix, that's cool. 1-800-735-0230. Or go online at supportpra.org. Thanks, Joseph. I saw you an email. Somebody donated online, Joseph, for a $300 pledge. Thank you, Joseph.
Much. And yep. I've been a little quiet here because I'm sitting here actually making my contribution online to supportpra.org right now. Make my $50 contribution to Music for the Holidays. You can do it. It just takes minutes. Supportpra.org. We have 3 callers on the line right now.
4.
Join me and others in personally supporting the archives, who, you know, have just been such stalwart stewards of our audio history, who have done the most important task that a historian, you know, that we expect from a historian, which is preserve our legacy and preserve it in the most incredible way, which is the voices of the people who have made the difference in our lives. 1-800-735-0230. Join the 3 other callers and me in contributing. $50, $100.
I just saw your pledge come in, Sonali. Thank you so much. See how quick it is? We just did it live on the air. 1-800-735-0230.
Okay, here's the deal.
What's the deal?
We have 16 lines here. We have 16 volunteers, one at each one of these phones. We have 6 people on the line right now. We need 10 callers from around the country. 2 in Los Angeles, 2 in the San Francisco Bay Berkeley area, 2 from New York, 2 from Washington, D.C., and 2 from Houston, Texas.
I want to hear from Brooklyn.
1-800-735-0230. Let us light up these lines, get all 16 lines lit. Let every phone
7
ring.
7 callers.
Let's hear these phones ring as loud as the music that's playing behind us.
There we go. No, louder.
Louder.
We have 7 callers right now on the line. Brian just threw out a random, you know, city, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. You know why? Because WBAI is now in Brooklyn. It used to be on Wall Street in Manhattan. Well, WBAI is right on, Atlantic?
Atlantic, yes.
Right down from the new big fancy center.
It's where
right
the
by
Brooklyn
the,
Nets.
The Brooklyn Art, you know, Arts Academy.
Yeah,
and Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, give us a call, 1-800-735-0230.
Bronx.
I want to hear from Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, because we always forget
about Santa Barbara here in Los Angeles. Santa Barbara represent. We love Santa Barbara. I love Santa Barbara.
And
Santa Barbara listeners love KPFK. I want to hear from Oakland, listening to KPFA. All of these cities around the country that have Pacifica radio, that have the really privilege of having a Pacifica radio in your lives. Everybody should have Pacifica. Well, these days on the internet, you can get Pacifica anytime, anywhere. But you also need to support the archives because, you know, as a programmer, Mark and Brian, when I do an amazing interview on the air, somewhere in the back of my head, I know that amazing interview that just kind of went into the ether that maybe, you know, preserved in MP3 format. If I was doing this 10, 20 years ago, the archives would have been the only place that would have taken that interview and preserved it and kept it and disseminated it and shared it with future generations. And so there's this trove of non-digitized material that's waiting.
That is true.
For salvaging.
That's right. There's over 20 years of Pacifica history before NPR even began.
No, actually, even more than that. It's like 33 years, I think.
It's really amazing what we have in our collection. We have 8 lines lit. We need 10 lines lit to, or we need 8 more lines lit.
Yes.
Let's go Los Angeles, 8, 1-800-735-0230. San Francisco Bay Area, Berkeley, 1-800-735.
In terms of contemporary importance of the archives, even this morning on Democracy Now! Played in a 14-year-old tape of Barbara Lee post-9/11. Mm. That's when I realized that was when we we archived Democracy Now! During those years on reel-to-reel tape.
Wow.
And that was right in the transition between digital and audio. So we still had recorded Democracy Now! On reel-to-reel tape, and we actually had to send those tapes and digitize them and make sure that Democracy Now! Had their library. And that's the only way that they were able to find it and put it back up and hear a post-9/11 speech by Barbara Lee.
Barbara Lee, Representative Barbara Lee, the lone dissenter after the September 11th attacks, whose voice is so important now as we are facing the aftermath of another terrorist attack and all of the xenophobia and warmongering that's spewing out. Voices like Barbara Lee's and so many other dissenters are there in the archives who are, you know, just who bring us truth. Okay, we're listening to Track 9 on the music
cuties
for the holidays, White Christmas.
Surely.
I know it's early. I don't like to even think about the holidays till after Thanksgiving. But this is a preview. This is a sneak preview. And we're trying to tempt you so that you'll get this $50 CD or get it along with a $100 or $300 pack. And we'll send it to you before December 25th. 1-800.
You're not going to listen to this in the pipes of the grocery stores or the department stores.
No.
This is really special, cool stuff like David Garza. Now I know it's David.
David
and not David.
Garza.
1-800-735-0230. Thank you for those calls, ladies and gentlemen. You can also go support PRA.org.
And we have five callers on the line right now. This is one of my favorites. Let's Skip Christmas. We heard it yesterday on the show. I want to hear it again. New recessionaires. And often I feel
Willie
like
McNeil.
This. I really do feel like this every year. And if you are, you know, if you have these thoughts too, these dark thoughts, Let's Skip Christmas, then come and get a hold of this. Let's take a listen.
Let's skip Christmas. Just have a beer.
Skip Christmas and just have a beer. Hopefully you're not too broke to support the Pacifica Radio Archives. Keep calling in. We have four callers on the line right now. We need another 10 of you in this last minute. 1-800-735-0230. $50, $100, $300, $500, whatever level. Pledge $1,000. I haven't even mentioned the $1,000. You'll join the Archivist Circle. You'll get
We had three yesterday.
Ooh, three. Okay, so let's get one.
Let's get the first one of the day.
$1,000 pledge. Right, and you can join this exclusive sounding club called the Archivist Circle. I wish I had enough money to join that club.
We'll send you something very special, we promise you. 1-800-735-0230.
It's an investment into the seventh generations that come behind us. It's an important investment that all of us need to feel good about. You know, when you give something to something that you love and preserving it and saving it and rescuing it for your children and grandchildren, it does make you feel empowered. It does give you the sense of, yes, I did something. I didn't just buy a gift to give away and give somebody something. We gave something of meaning, of value, of deep cultural meaning. 1-800-735-0230. Thank you both so much. You know, Mitch Jezerich is coming up from KPFA in the next hour.
In the next hour, we're going to repeat Democracy Now!
Oh, Democracy Now!
Mitch Jezerich is coming up at 10 o'clock our time.
Thank you both so much for letting me show my love for the archives and for doing a live on-air pledge.
Thank you.
This is Uprising. Anna Buss is our assistant producer. Teddy Robinson is our audio engineer. We're online at uprisingwithsonali.com. Go to supportpra.org to make your pledges. I'm Sonali Gohatkar, host and executive producer of Uprising.